What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, May 19th, 2011. We're getting through May here. We're almost into June. It's snowing in Leadville, Colorado, by the way. For all you climate global warming cultists out there. And obviously the big news right now is President Barack Obama earlier today did his speech on the situation in the Middle East, and he came out talking about, you know, reviving negotiations for Israel and Palestine to form two states along the 1967 borders. And everybody's saying, huzzah, huzzah, Obama is finally showing some spine in the face of Israel. Well, not really, okay? The White House understands, and so does Israel, that the American people have had it with politicians who are constantly pandering to Israel. And so in order for Obama to stand any kind of a chance to win next year in 2012, he's got to look like he's finally showing some spine against Israel. And every 4 years we go through the same ritual. Whereas we head into the election season, the president will get up there and say, yes, we've got to stand firm and get Israel to go back to the peace table, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, nothing happens. It's part of the campaign. The White House has got the message. The American people have come to understand no government can serve two masters. So this is just another fraud. His, oh, we got bin Laden, didn't work. His poll numbers are still headed down. Obama cannot run on the wars or the economy. They're starting to wave the birth certificate around. That's how desperate they are. They've got their friends over at WorldNet Daily trying to fan that one back up so they can have the final denouement and say, oh, poor President Obama, he was being abused with this birth certificate nonsense. Please vote for him. I mean, that's how desperate they are. So now Obama's going to get up there and pretend to be forcing Israel to toe the line regarding the formation of a Palestinian state. Now, that's not actually what he said. Because nowhere in there did Obama acknowledge that Palestine's unified government is about to declare statehood. Obama's entire speech was about getting the Palestinians back to the negotiating table with Israel, which allows Israel to stall and stall and stall again. You remember that part where Obama is saying, you know, Israel's security must be guaranteed. Well, that allows Israel to simply say, oh, this is a threat to our security. That's a threat to our security. We've got to have this land because we need to secure. The same stuff that's been going on all along. Everything President Obama said is a repeat of everything we have heard from every president for the last 20 years. There's nothing new in there, and there's no acknowledgement of the impending Palestinian state. The message that went out is, forget about declaring a Palestinian state unilaterally. Just come back to the table, and we'll all talk. We'll have it catered. And it's the same thing that we have gotten before. He didn't really say anything at all, and he said it very well. And it's all posturing, and it's all acting. Because Obama understands that unless he starts acting like he is standing up to Israel, like it's not okay for Israel to kill American aid workers in international waters, that he is going to take a clubbing in the polls next year. He might, you know, he might be forced into a primary within his own party. That's how bad his numbers are right now. And so he's trying to find something he can do to make it look like he's doing a job for the American people, even though obviously the condition of the country continues to deteriorate. And all this money is going out of the country for wars and for Israel and all into Wall Street and all the banks of the Europe, and you are being required to make do with less and less and less and less and less. So it's a dodge. It's another campaign dodge. Obama's up there saying, I'm standing tough on Israel, and I have Israel's permission to say so. Because I have absolutely no doubt that Barack Obama went back to Benjamin Netanyahu and said, look, I got to come down hard on you guys, or I'm not going to be your boy in Washington, D.C. after next year. And Netanyahu said, sure, tell, you know, slap us around verbally, nothing's going to happen. If President Obama, or indeed any president, were serious about getting Israel to toe the line, they'd stop sending them those checks full of your tax dollars. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 40.
We will not. In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Obama's speech here. And before we go any further, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Matt is in the control room, twiddling the dials and answering the phones. Put you right on the air when you call on in. Now, we're talking about President Obama's speech, and most of it was aimed at the American audience to try and convince Americans that he is an American president and not just another Israeli houseboy taking care of the White House for them in their absence or in the remoteness. But if you read very carefully what he said, if you watch what he said, and not got caught up in how wonderfully he said it all, he's saying the same thing that's always been the standard U.S. position. Forget, you know, go back and talk to Israel, and when Israel says it's okay, you can have a state. And Israel will never say that it's okay for Palestine to have a state. Palestinian statehood is going to be accomplished over strenuous Israeli objection. Anytime you talk about negotiations, it is a recipe for failure. Now, the other things that President Obama talked about is the new aid package. The United States standing behind democracy movement and will reward governments that make reforms. It sounds really good. What they're talking about is borrowing a ton of cash on your credit, by the way, to bribe the new post-revolution governments to go back to doing what Israel demands. That's what they mean by reform. Forget about independence and freedom and state-issued currency. We will bribe you lots and lots of money to go back to private central banks and obeying what Israel says to do. And the clearest proof of that is Egypt just had their revolution. And they had a government that started out saying, we're not going to listen to Israel about anything they have to do with Gaza or the rest of it. And then all of a sudden, Egyptians are using American ammunition to shoot protesters. And Egypt has reversed their earlier decision, and they're enforcing the Israeli embargo on Gaza. The latest humanitarian ship to Gaza, which was intercepted and fired on by the Israeli Navy, is now sitting in Egyptian waters. They can't even get food and water out to the people on board the boat, because it's locked up in administrative bureaucracy snafu. So what Obama's talking about, as broke as this nation is, as hungry as you are all going, as homeless as you've all been made, they're still going to strip mine more of America's wealth to go out and bribe these new governments, post-revolutionary governments, to reform, which is to go back to business as usual, go back to status quo ante, where Israel calls, you do what they say, and all will be well. And if you don't go back to doing what Israel tells you to do, we, the United States of America, will throw our young men and women in uniform all over your country. And you will run out of bullets before we run out of young kids to throw at you. And they're already talking about that with regard to Syria. You know, Assad, lead the transition to a new reformed government that Israel approves of, or we're going to make you leave. And that's really what's going on. The so-called Arab Spring is being hijacked. The American government, the Israeli government go in, they put in infiltrators to try and redirect the revolution in a way that continues to serve American and Israeli interest. And if it doesn't work, they'll let the new government come to power, then they'll go in with the checkbook and say, we know that you're always talking about peace and freedom and justice for your people, but here, we got billions of dollars we're going to give you if you will just agree to just go back to business as it was before. And everybody has a price. Everybody does have a price. And Egypt just proved, the new government of Egypt just proved that they've got one. Because they're going back to enforcing Israel's will with regard to Gaza. How long that will last, I don't know. The Egyptian people now have a taste of revolution, and they know it can work. Remember, when we talk about history, we talk about the French Revolution. It wasn't just one revolution. It was revolution after revolution after revolution, and each new government that came in decided they could go back to playing the game the old way and make themselves rich and the rest of the people poor. And it wasn't until Napoleon showed up that they finally cleaned up the streets of Paris so they didn't stink so much and started actually working on a nation that was going to be better for the French people, even though Napoleon himself turned out to be a bit of a jerk. But that's how, from 1793 through 1808 is how long it took for the process of revolution from France to really truly result in a government that was going to take care of the people. And as a side note, our Thomas Jefferson actually helped them write their constitution, the Declaration of the Rights of Men. So it's all kind of linked in together here. Now, Obama made another rather absurd statement in his speech, where he said, the Arab revolts show repression no longer works. How wonderful! Then why are you doing it here? Why are you bringing repression here to the United States of America? Even now today, same day that Obama is saying repression no longer works, they're announcing this new university campus watch citizen spy program, partnered with the Threat Fusion Centers. Now, when I was a kid, long, long ago, and I was in college, the government spies had to stay secret because they were informants working for COINTELPRO, and what they were doing was illegal. And when they got caught, they got hurt rather badly, but no more. In the 21st century America, the government informants are proud, and they have badges, and they have armbands, and they have all the other regalia of being a loyal snitch for the state. And if you do something wrong on campus, like speak your mind, you will be reported to the appropriate authorities through the fusion centers. That's repression. That is political repression. Now, there's a case right now where an anti-war activist, Mick Kelly, was basically raided by the FBI, and the overt reason given out was that K Kelly, who is like 5 feet tall, 150 pounds, was dangerous because he owned a legal handgun and a rifle. But according to paperwork that was accidentally dropped at the scene by the FBI, he was targeted for his political beliefs. That's repression. When they're kicking down your door and wrecking your home because you don't agree with the war policy, that is political repression, right out of COINTELPRO, right out of the 1960s. And so it's the height of absurdity and hypocrisy for Barack Obama to be up there saying that the Arab revolts prove repression doesn't work. At the same time, the repression in this country is skyrocketing, which brings us to our most hated agency, the TSA. Now, you're probably already aware that the TSA is trying to enlarge its budget and get more of your money and just annoy everybody even further by taking the groping and fondling of your crotch and the wrecking of your laptops out of the airports and putting them into the train stations and the bus stations, random selection points, sporting events, entertainment venues. They basically are trying to set up everywhere you go, you got to get your crotch grabbed by one of these people that couldn't get a job at McDonald's. And now they have what they're calling the Viper Inspection Program, where they're setting up these mobile random checkpoints on the highways and just examining trucks at random. You go through, you have to be searched. Go through, you have to be searched. These trucks are already inside the United States. It's not like anybody has driven them over the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean to get them to the coastline of the United States with a bomb inside. This is an absolutely pointless exercise if the goal is anti-terror. Of course, TSA has never found a single terrorist yet. This is about repression. This is about convincing America that they can't possibly do anything to stand up against the money junkie enslavers without being seen. And it's psychological warfare, and it is repression. The very thing that Obama is up there saying, it doesn't work, the Arab revolts prove it. Well, if the revolts prove that repression doesn't work, then a revolt is inevitable here, which is probably exactly why they're going on and about this whole business. Meanwhile, the White House, remember we had about a week ago where there was this insane story where the tourism agencies were coming out and saying, well, you know, the reason tourism absolutely sucks in the United States of America is because the visa procedures are so difficult. And it's the most absurd thing I've ever seen. The reason tourism in the United States has cratered is because of the TSA. People cannot come to the United States and expect to enjoy a relaxing vacation when they're treated like POWs everywhere they go. So the White House today is out there seeking, they're saying they're seeking to boost post-recession travel. The economy is on the mend. Trust us, would we lie to you? And so we want to bring back travel. How are you going to do that? Well, we're going to put up posters and ads, and we're going to have TV shows that say how wonderful life in the United States is. Oh, you think about maybe firing the TSA? No, there's too much money to be made off the TSA, and pretty much everybody in Washington, D.C. is probably invested in all of these companies like the Chertoff Group that are just reaping in millions and millions in profits off of the American taxpayer and off the travelers for these scanners in the airport. And these guys in the rubber gloves were fondling and groping our wives and daughters. And now we're finding out the TSA, responding to criticism that the scanners were hazardous, came out with a bunch of tests and said, oh, see, we've proved they're safe. Then it comes out, the tests are rigged. They don't care about you. They don't even care they're giving you cancer. They just want their money. It's the money junkies. And they're going to get the money from you any way that they can. And TSA is the current face of the security industrial complex, which is the replacement or the adjunct or the add-on for the military-industrial complex. And all these complexes are getting incredibly rich, and you're being told that you must make do with less so they can have more, so that they can fight terror around the world, with the understanding implicitly that terrorists, for some strange reason, live over oil fields in other parts of the world. Which, if that's true, why is TSA fondling me at the bus station? I'm not a terrorist. At most, I'm irritating on my off days. And so it's just this absurd thing where the White House is trying to look like they're concerned and worried about tourism, but they won't fix that which is the most damaging to tourism of all, the TSA. They just busted another TSA burglary ring, all the fondling and the groping of little children, dangerous scanner machines, and the government pretends it's no big deal because there's a lot of money to be made. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Dominic Strauss-Kahn, former head of the IMF, apparently he did resign officially earlier today, has now been indicted for the assault on the hotel maid at his hotel. And what's amazing is there's a huge public relations push that's been cranked up to try and get him off the hook. It's like the one that was cranked up when Leo Strauss murdered Mary Fagan. And, you know, eyewitness, he was convicted by a jury, and ever since then, it's an anti-Semitic plot. It's just the Jew haters. Remember Ruth Madoff, after Bernie Madoff got arrested for cheating his own investors out of $65 billion? And Ruth Madoff said, this is all the fault of the Gentiles. I mean, you know, that's what's going on here. Ben Stein came out with a comment about the Strauss-Kahn case, basically saying, well, you know, we've got to think that he's innocent because, you know, I mean, bankers and very rich people don't get convicted of rape, so therefore, you know, he's got to be innocent. And it's a reach. It's a reach because we know in our society a lot of crimes are committed by the very rich people, and they don't go to court. They have the money and the political juice to get off there, and I've seen a lot of this just out in Hollywood. So anyway, the stuff is coming out here, and I'm really not going to spend a lot more time on Dominic Strauss-Kahn because he's a sex criminal and he's out of the IMF, and frankly, the IMF is far more of a threat to us than Strauss-Kahn. But I do want to say this about all of this thing about, oh, it's a honey trap, and it's a plot, and it's this, and it's that, and all the rest of that stuff. Okay, if you're going to set up a honey trap for somebody who's head of the IMF, you're going to get, as bait, a really hot woman who looks like she just stepped out of the pages of Penthouse magazine to lure him, okay? You're not going to use a 32-year-old black maid in ill health as bait. It really does not seem consistent that she's bait in a honey trap. Plus, something else to keep in mind. These high-end hotels only allow their most senior, most experienced, and most trusted workers to work in the top suites because, you know, if there were theft or something, the scandal would be very damaging to their business. So we can presume that this woman, this maid, has been at the hotel for quite some time. This image that some hottie walks in off the street, steals a maid's uniform, and gets into the suite without a security pass in order to seduce Dominic Strauss-Kahn, that's stuff that happens in the movies. It doesn't really happen in real life that way. Okay, we're a paranoid nation. Security is everywhere. The maid was supposed to be there, and she'd been there for a long time before Dominic Strauss-Kahn get up. Plus, a couple of books are out there. Apparently, he did this to a maid down in Mexico. So this is part of an ongoing pattern. Okay, end of story. Dominic Strauss-Kahn is, we're not going to go to him anymore. Back to the phones. Brian in North Carolina. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I'd like to bring in about a censorship bill that's being introduced into the Senate.
Okay, state senate or federal senate?
Federal senate.
Okay.
Anyways, this bill is known as S-968, also known as the Protect IP Act. Now, I called in months ago to talk, when I was telling you about how Raven tried to came after me and stuff. This bill is going to give the federal government the power to sue any website they want if they believe that any website is under any circumstance committing copyright infringement. Now, it can apply to, like, images. Like, if you show a TSA pat-down photo and say, oh, look, here's what they're doing to people, they could come after your site. Now, the people who could come after it is Eric Holder, the Attorney General.
Well, you know, this is going to require a constitutional test because there is a provision in the copyright law called the Fair Use Doctrine where copyrighted material may be referenced in order to comment on it or for educational purposes. And, you know, if you copy an entire article or book or movie or record, that's a clear case of copyright infringement. But if you're showing that photo of the TSA abusing a six-year-old kid in order to comment on it to your audience and say, look what the TSA is doing now. That is a legitimate exercise of the fair use doctrine, and it's not considered a copyright violation. I'm sure that they would like to change that law so that they can use the copyright law to circumvent the First Amendment. And, you know, but ultimately, if we are willing to stand up and stand by our constitutional rights, and we're doing a poor job of it right now, I might add, you know, ultimately, showing that kind of use of copyrighted material is still considered legal and valid. And we know the government is trying to find some kind of legal way, and more importantly, a way that they can convince the American people to give up their freedom of speech because it might be infringing somebody's intellectual property rights. But if you go back to the original declared purpose of the copyright laws and the patent laws, you know, they were designed to give the author or creator of something a reasonable time to earn a profit on their own work. It wasn't designed to make, you know, entire family lineages and corporations independently wealthy. It's actually because of Walt Disney wanting to keep control of Mickey Mouse's character that the copyright laws are being changed to make copyrights last basically forever. But that wasn't the original intent. Because this country was founded on the idea that information and technology ought to be freely available to all to use in basically moving the society forward. And again, the misuse and misapplication of copyright and intellectual property law is another sign of the repression that we're dealing with in this country here. So, you know, the government's trying to find a way to do it. Again, it's not going to work because ultimately people want the truth and they're going to go where they can find it. Thank you for the call, Brian. We're going to let you go. Take a break for commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And looking at the corporate media, I mean, they're just really pushing this, you know, Obama's tough stance is probably going to anger Israel, blah, 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 blah. It's a sales pitch. It's a sales pitch to you, the American voter, to convince you that your president is somehow under your control. Obama is going to address AIPAC on Sunday morning when most Americans are going to be otherwise occupied. And it's going to be that speech that will really tell us what Obama's policy toward Israel is going to be if he is reelected. Today's speech is for American consumption to get the voters to the polls in support of the incumbent. Sunday's speech will be the real message aimed at Tel Aviv. So we're going to be paying very, very, very close attention toward that here. Now, meanwhile, despite all the talk about supporting democracy and all the rest of that, over in Libya, the constant bombardment for 2 months now has brought the situation on the ground to a complete stalemate, standstill. Nobody can do anything. They've literally used a war from the air to create the case for a war on the ground. The United States and NATO are both hedging closer and closer to openly and voluntarily and publicly committing ground troops into Libya to go in and basically take the place over and put a new puppet regime into power. They're sending a warning to Assad in Syria that if he does not toe the line and start doing as he's told, that he will be replaced. And nation after nation after nation, and I'm wearing the wrong T-shirt today. I have that T-shirt that says, You know, how many nations does the United States have to invade before it's a world war? You know, your kids, your young men and women in uniform are being spent as casino chips in the great game to control the oil of the Middle East for the benefit of the United States and for Israel. And at some point, we're going to run up against the rest of the world. Just as Germany and Japan and Italy got away with a lot of stuff because the rest of the world really didn't want to get dragged into that whole situation. You had Neville Chamberlain and we have peace in our time and all the rest of that nonsense, and they were delusional. Sooner or later, we're going to find, if we do not ourselves in this country stop this government from any more war making, we will be at war with the rest of the world. Really credible enemies with nuclear weapons and major, major military forces. Just imagine how different the world would have been if there'd been an alternative media and an internet and a blogosphere in Nazi Germany in, say, 1933, 1934. How different the world would have been. There was an attempt at an alternative media. It was called the Order of the White Rose. There were people in Germany who realized Hitler was taking the country in the wrong direction, and they tried to stand up and get the word out, and they paid the ultimate price for it. So getting back to the situation over Syria, Medvedev has basically come out saying Russia is not going to support an anti-Syria resolution at the United Nations. In other words, Russia is announcing ahead of time they will veto any resolution that comes to the Security Council calling for an armed incursion into Syria. The lines are being drawn in the desert. And Russia and China are both saying, you know, this has gone on far enough. The United States is trying to solve its economic problems with war, and the economic problems are too great and the cost of the war too great to let them get away with this much longer. So we're edging closer and closer to the abyss. Medvedev even went so far as to come out as being openly skeptical of the official story of the death of Osama bin Laden on May 1st. And I'm sure that Medvedev is smart enough to have seen the evidence for himself that the real Osama bin Laden died of natural causes almost 10 years ago. And every bin Laden since then has been a rather pathetic and amateurish fake, including the one they're putting on all the stories now about the dead Osama. You can see the stage makeup on his face. I mean, it's just, there's a heavy base coat, and you can see where they've used shading to make him look more like the real Osama. It's not him. Now, as you probably have heard by now, what happened in Egypt is now getting ready to happen in Spain. There are protests building there. It is spreading rapidly. The government is already trying to say, no, 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 you're not allowed to protest. You have freedom of speech only if you say things we agree with, which sounds oddly familiar because that's what we're getting in this country. But from reports that we're getting inside Spain, it may well be that we're going to see another revolution there, like the one that brought Franco down. And again, the common theme in all of these revolts and riots and revolutions we're seeing all across Europe is IMF, get out. The people of the world are smart enough, have come to understand that private central banks that are allowed to print up money out of thin air, costing them nothing but ink and paper, are a means to enslave the people of the world under a fascist economic dictatorship. And if you're an older person, you can say, well, I'm not going to be around much longer anyway. I'll just go along with it and they'll leave me alone, which they won't, by the way, just so that you know that. But how can any moral human being just sit there quietly knowing that their children and grandchildren are going to be living under a fascist economic dictatorship because of our inaction? That is unacceptable. The highest moral purpose of any of us is to leave to the next generation a better world than was left to us. And this generation in the United States of America has failed miserably and utterly. The nation is deep in debt. We've lost our manufacturing. We're throwing bombs and wars at every direction to try and mask just how bad things are in this country. Now, back when Reagan was president, he once said that if you took a stack of $1,000 bills equivalent to the U.S. government's debt, it would be 67 miles high. Today, a stack of $1,000 bills representing the officially acknowledged U.S. government debt would be 900 miles tall. If you made it out of $1 bills, it would go out to the moon and back twice. And I say the officially acknowledged debt because on top of that $14.3 trillion the government admits to owing is the other $27 trillion that has been run up in invisible debt to bail Wall Street out of the fraudulent mortgage-backed security fraud. And by the way, Matt Taibbi's latest piece in Rolling Stone basically hits it right on the head. Everybody is now coming to understand that the reason the economy of the United States of America has been destroyed over this last decade was that Wall Street tried to pull off the biggest financial swindle in history, and they got caught. And instead of manning up to it and going off to jail like they should, they're looting the American people with the help of the American government to basically go out and say, all right, you caught us, give me back the bad paper and I'll give you your money back. We got plenty of money to buy, we just take more American homes to pay for it all. And the U.S. government is over its debt ceiling. They're looting federal pensions to fund the government along, which is to say they're looting federal pensions to give more money to Israel and to keep on funding these wars. And again, Obama just said, we're going to give out billions of dollars to these new revolutionary governments in the Middle East as long as they reform, which is a code word for saying go back to doing what Israel wants, as Egypt has just demonstrated they're willing to do, the new government of Egypt here. Now, Congress has a bill before it, which, if passed, will make it more difficult for you to access your own 401k retirement account. The law would limit how much of that 401k you could use as collateral for a loan, and it would eliminate 401k debit cards. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to make it so that you can't raid your own savings, your own retirement savings, you know, very easily, because at some point, probably after the 2012 elections, I'm going to make a prediction right now. The U.S. government's going to come and say, well, we're going to take all those retirement accounts that are sitting out there full of cash that we really need to operate. But don't you worry. We're going to have a government-managed retirement system where we'll take care of you if you just give us your money. We already have that. It's called Social Security. And starting with the Clinton administration, the federal government ran the Social Security Trust Fund into absolute ruin by using the money for other things than Social Security. And if they start a whole new super Social Security and they force you to convert your IRAs and 401ks into this new program, they'll just run off and spend that money. They're going to go on looting the American people and throwing the money at the private central bankers just to keep the party going on a little bit longer. And if you sit there bleating, the shearers are going to keep coming back to you time and time again, and they're going to loot you, and they're going to fleece you. And they have no reason to stop until the American people stand up and say, it's time to stop. Like they did in Egypt, like they're probably going to do in Egypt again, as the new government proves to be the just like the old boss. Here's the new boss, same as the old boss. We need to do what Iceland did, throw the crooked bankers in jail and fire the government that helped them do it. The rest of the world is looking at America, the self-professed bastion of freedom and liberty, land of the free and home of the brave, and they're wondering, what drugs have we been put on that we allow the government and the bankers to do this to us and we don't even complain? The wealth disparity, the difference between the rich and poor in the United States of America is far worse than it was in Egypt. And Americans just sit there and say, oh, I've got a sporting event to go to. I'm wondering who's on American Idol tonight. And they're so desperate to not want to have to confront the unpleasant truth of what this country has become, what this government has become, and the private central bank that did it. George Carlin was right. They're going to come after your retirement money. They're going to come after your Social Security. They're going to come after everything, your savings. They want it all. They need it all to keep going through this ritual that they set up of compound interest. And it's just an arbitrary set of rules and myth that benefits them. It's not real. It's not a law of the universe like gravity or the speed of light. It's a made-up myth. like rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. It's just another mechanism to trick you into going along with being enslaved and thinking that it's really kind of cool that you live this way. And you got to be a heretic. You've got to stop letting these imposed beliefs control your brain and control your life. Because as long as you do, as long as you're willing to believe, then you will remain a slave. Because that is the first belief imposed on you, that the way things are right now is the way it's supposed to be. God will bless you if you remain meek and don't fight back and render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And don't worry, those people who are abusing you and looting you and raping you in hotel rooms, they'll get theirs in the afterlife. Trust us. Alrighty, we got another caller waiting on the line. Carl in Texas. Carl, I'm sorry I kept you waiting. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you while you were on that kind of a roll. I have here on Social Security a congressman, my local congressman, a federal congressman here, and I quote, Randy explained Monday that if every penny of discretionary spending was eliminated, the government would still run a deficit thanks to the massive entitlement programs. What's worse, the growth in the entitlements is projected to continue at a pace that would bankrupt the government in the near future. It is growing at such a rate that at some time, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security would all do it in.
Okay, now, I'd like to stop you right here and do a couple of clarifications, okay? First of all, Social Security was done in not by the entitlements, okay, but by the fact that the fund that we all paid into, I mean, that's our money, okay? It's not like we're asking for something for free from the government. That's our money. When you go to work for a company, the company that hires you has to pay a tax into the government for the privilege of being able to hire you. And if you take all those taxes, your employee taxes, and you add it up to all the withholding from your own paycheck, you'll realize that government makes more money off of your work than you do. And so that money that's in Social Security comes out of your paycheck as Social Security contributions. It's already your money. Okay? And the reason that Social Security is broke is because starting in the Clinton administration, the federal government, the White House, balanced the federal budget by looting the Social Security Trust Fund. And they took all that money, the cash buildup that had been put there for the baby boomers, and they took it and they spent it as general revenues. And they called it a loan, which they now cannot pay back. And so they were able to spend like crazy and declare this magic budget surplus, and they made that magic budget surplus by spending the retirement funds of the American people. And that's the reason Social Security is in trouble. It's not because a lot of people are demanding Social Security benefits. And you know something? Isn't entitlements taking care of the people, and isn't that what the government's supposed to be doing? If you want to balance the budget, cut out all these wars. Cut out all this money to Israel. Cut out saving Wall Street from their own criminality. And the budget would light up like a Christmas tree, and the economy would take off, and we'd all have a happy life. And I'm getting sick and tired of people coming in here and trying to say, oh, it's all those welfare recipients, and it's all those Medicare, and what. These are people who have spent their entire life working to the system and playing by the rules, and now when they need that system to take care of them back, the system is saying, oh, we don't need you. You're not useful to us. You're just leeching off the... You ought to go off and die like the loyal American that you are. That's nonsense. The entitlements are not the problem. The entitlements are what are supposed to be there for all the money the government has taken from you over your lifetime of work. If you really want to balance the budget, you've got to do it by shutting down this department of let's go around the world killing brown people. And you've got to stop handing out money left and right to Israel and to other countries to bribe them to do what Israel wants. And you've got to stop pouring money all over Wall Street to save them from their own criminality. Let them go to jail. That's how we move our society forward. That's how we return the rule of law to this country, is by letting these Wall Street CEOs go to prison for the mortgage-backed security fraud. The entitlements, the taking care of our people, is not the problem. That's supposed to be the purpose of government. And what we keep hearing over and over again is that because of the economic disaster caused by Wall Street, we got to turn around and slap around the teachers and the firemen and the union people and the sick and the old and the elderly. That's nonsense. They're not the ones who brought the economy down. People who are needing medical assistance are not the ones who brought the economy to ruin. Wall Street did. Bernie Madoff did. Michael Goldberg did. Dominique Strauss-Kahn and the board of directors of the Federal Reserve all did, because they set up this pyramid scheme designed to loot wealth from the people and put it in their own pockets. And that's why the economy has been destroyed. So don't go off there and start saying it's the fault of the elderly and the sick and the weak. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here right now. And it is, Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. I think that's the next call, isn't it? No, Clarence in Oklahoma. I'm sorry. Clarence Osseo, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Well, being a retired federal employee myself, there is so much disinformation rolling around out there about the everyday people who are on the grunts that do the work. I don't speak for the top, but the average grunt. I've heard these right-wing networks say the average federal employee makes $124,000 a year. Heard that on Fox one day. The place where I worked, I never found one that made that much.
I'll tell you who's making the money, certainly out here on Hawaii, is not the federal employees themselves specifically, but the contractors.
Exactly.
Oh, man, they cleaning up like crazy.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to bring you. See, that's why we have to have these wars going around killing brown people. You got to keep the contractors fed.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, they're driving Beamers and Mercedes, and it's just amazing. Talk about a very obvious class structure to our society. There's the politicians, the contractors, and then there's everybody else, and we're way down on the bottom.
That's fact, and what it is, when I went to work out there in 1974, I hate to give away my age, I had just been out of the Air Force 6 months. And I found out, you know, I thought, well, I can climb up the ladder. Well, I didn't climb up any ladder. The ladder wasn't there because the government itself, the civil service system, is not as impartial as people would think.
It's political. It's very political.
Merit promotion, that's a joke. You know, if there's merit promotion out there, I'm a Chinese astronaut. And I've seen it, and you know, but yet you see the Republicans, and I don't care. I don't like either party now, but I'm not defending because the Democrat. But the Republicans will come out and they claim the Democrats are making class warfare on them. Well, then they try around and well, we're going to blame them. Gosh darn, you know.
Okay, I'm a hereditary Republican. I'm a paleocon.
Yeah.
But right now, modern GOP, all the political parties are creating class warfare because all of the politicians in both political parties are getting very, very rich while the American people are getting poorer and poorer. And I think most Americans understand that when this nation was first set up, being a legislator, being in the Congress or the House of being in the Senate or the House of Representatives was a part-time hobby thing. And members of Congress were expected to have their own little businesses and stuff going on the side. You know, like Paul Revere had Silversmith.
Samuel Adams made beer.
Yeah, Samuel Adams made beer. The founding fathers, they all had other businesses with which they made their money, and they didn't make their money off of being in the government. It was considered an honor. And if anything, it was a tremendous imposition, given the travel realities of the time. It was a tremendous imposition, you know, and it was a sacrifice for them to be serving in the national government, which is why not everybody wanted to do it. But we've turned government service into this exalted, enriched, and royal treatment class. You know, our American federal government, you know, lives higher on the hog than the old Soviet Politburo ever did.
Oh, absolutely, and there's less turnover in both of our chambers of the legislature than they had in the Politburo. And that's because of the money that the big contractors and the big money interests put in and get them elected. And where does that leave people like me? Standing there staring, what happened? As is the name of your program.
All right, we're going to have to take a break for station identification here right now. Clarence, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go because I got a bunch of callers and a lot of other stuff to talk about. So, Clarence, thanks an awful lot. We'll be back after station identification.
The next round.